B'tochen for Life, Shir 421, Thursday, Parshas Va'eschanan. We are explaining that a person has to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Avar Rachamon. And when we rely on Him, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will always protect us. And we have no reason to be concerned about our Averis. And we have to understand another point that's very important to keep in mind. Whenever a person suspects that maybe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam won't help him because he has Averis. Let's say a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is very sick and the doctors gave up and he says, well, listen, he has Averis. How does he know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to save him? When we think about that objectively, it is a tremendous chutzpah for a person to think like that. Why? Let's explain. The same thing would really apply to a person saying, I don't know if I'm going to have parnasa, because I don't know if I deserve it. All of these attitudes is a tremendous chutzpah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. And how in the world can we have the chutzpah to say, well, I deserve to breathe, I deserve to see, I deserve for my heart to beat, I deserve for my brain to work, I deserve for my fingers to work, I deserve for my kidneys to work, and the list goes on and on and on. But this, maybe I don't deserve. Maybe I don't deserve to have parnasa, Rachmana Litzlan. Maybe I don't deserve to get better, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person is struggling with an illness, Chas V'Shalom. Maybe a person doesn't deserve to find a shidduch. Is there no bigger chutzpah than that? You don't deserve anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you breathe. How in the world can you turn around and say, this, in this area, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't help me because I don't deserve it. That is an unbelievable chutzpah to not acknowledge how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and how much you have to come on to Hashem even when you don't deserve it. So we're not talking about a person making a mistake and thinking that his Averis is going to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu from helping him in his Nes Tzara. We're talking about a person speaking with Rachmana Litzlan chutzpah about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To dare to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this area is going to stop and everything else doesn't bother you. Just this area you're concerned about is a person not understanding and being kofer Rachmana Litzlan in how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life to everybody. But does that mean it's free? Does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it and He gives it on a full-fledged scale without having a calculation? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is calculated. Every breath He gives you is calculated. And you don't deserve it. And He gives it to you anyway. So at least have the decency to have bitachon when you're faced with an Eis Tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, and realize if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything else, He can probably do this too, even with your Averis. And that's the proper approach to any situation. If you're going to be honest, if you're going to be real, you're going to understand that to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't save you because of your Averis or because you don't deserve it, is not only foolish, it is Rachmana Litzlan, a tremendous chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.